Agenda item number six, Attic Properties, Inc.
Excuse me. Mr. Bull, I do know some of the parties involved in this next case, and I would ask to be recused.
Okay. If you'd proceed to the library, that would be appropriate. Thank you, Mr. France. Mr. Owen.
Good morning, everyone. Attic Properties is requesting authorization to retain two timber jetties constructed without the MRC authorization and to construct a new tending pier adjacent to a previously authorized community boat ramp at their property on the Rappahannock River in Richmond County. The project is located on the Richmond County side of the river, about 5 miles downstream from the Route 360 bridge that connects Rappahannock with Warsaw. At the project location, it's highlighted in red, the river at its narrowest point is about 1.5 miles wide. It's very shallow on that side of the river. The ramp, the concrete slab ramp was approved, but without the jetties. And it reaches to about the -2-foot mean low water contour. It will serve a 6-lot subdivision. This is the most upstream home in the 6 lots. This is an aerial we took approximately a month ago from our plane, showing you the jetties that are in the river. Zoom in a little bit. Importantly, I talked to them. The net drift of sand on the shoreline is downriver because of the northwest exposure. So we anticipate that this jetty will drop sand actually to the benefit, not the detriment of the neighbor. However, there is a southwest fetch to the river, so the sand can actually reverse during the southwest event. So you have sand dropping from both directions. These were the original permit drawings. The ramp, the concrete slab ramp, is highlighted in red. Find my cursor here. There were an additional 15 timber drawings that were also approved by both the DMRC and the Wetlands Board. The board heard it, the original application in January 2016, and we approved our portion of it in February administratively. Ironically, this contractor called me during the construction of the concrete slab ramp and asked me to come out and take a look at things. He's one of the more active contractors in the area. We talked briefly. I went out and took a look at it, and sure enough, the thing was aptly constructed. The problem was that the jetties were not on the cross section of the drawings. Normally, this contractor works from his own drawings, but Attic Properties had hired a group called the Bay Group to design the ramp. And you'll notice in the permit drawings, the jetties are omitted from the drawing. The Bay Group went on to include a note, which is at the bottom of the slide, that says that the slab would need to be formed with either some sort of temporary wooden formwork. I doubt the contractor who is here, his name is Mr. Chris Solf, has ever built a ramp in that area without jetties. The jetties not only are necessary as part of the wooden form to pour the slab, they're very important in the safe launch and retrieval of boats on ramps in waters with this kind of wave energy. So I think it was, quite frankly, he called looking for praise and he ended up getting himself in trouble, and I don't think it was anything more than an oversight on his part to construct this with the jetties. In addition to that, there were no less than 4 pre-application meetings between the property owner, the contractor, the agent, and with me and the county staff, trying to make sure this thing was done and done right. So, I think it was an oversight on the contractor's part. We did ask for as-built drawings. We have them. In front of you now, the 260-foot jetties are highlighted in red. They've additionally asked for a 5-foot-wide, 60-foot-long tending pier. This was considered by the Richmond County Wetlands Board in May of this year. They did approve both the jetties as built, as well as the request for the tending pier. They did not choose to assess a civil charge. The contractor and Mr. Attic came to the meeting. The contractor took full responsibility for their oversight. The board did accept the proffer of Attic Properties to build an additional 67 square feet of tidal wetlands to offset for the shading of the tending pier. As I said, I coordinated with both VIMS and DCR's Shoreline Erosion Advisory Service to make sure I understood what was happening out there with the sand. And again, they have confirmed that the sand is moving, the net drift is downriver, so we think it will actually help the adjacent upstream property owner. I'm going to leave that aerial up as my final aerial and move to my summary. I've covered some of the points in my summary, so I won't read it all. As I said, the contractor called us on this during the construction of the ramp. The agents of omissions of the jetties from the drawings and their construction appears to be an oversight, therefore, on the part of the contractor. Jetties are traditionally included in drawings for boat ramps in this area. Mr. Self is an experienced marine contractor. He apologized to the Richmond County Wetlands Board for his oversight and took full responsibility for the violation. Both he and the applicant have been very cooperative with staff in reading this matter for both the Wetlands Board and the Commission. It is noteworthy that the Wetlands Board unanimously approved the project and determined that a civil charge is not appropriate in this case. It is staff's opinion that neither party intended to circumvent the process. This is supported by the multiple pre-application site visits for this project and a long history of similar meetings with myself and this contractor in the area. In light of the comments received from VIMS and SEAS, the existing timber jetties and proposed tending pier appear to be necessary components for the safe use of the ramp, and they're not expected to negatively impact the adjacent properties. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as modified, finding that the anticipated public and private benefits exceed its detriments. Although the jetties were constructed without prior authorization, we believe that a civil charge is not warranted in this case, given the project's extensive pre-application coordination history with staff and the apparent oversight leading to the construction of the unauthorized jetties. Should the commission concur, project approval would be contingent on an additional royalty in the amount of $147 for the encroachment of the jetties over 84 square feet of state-owned bottom and a rate of $1 per square foot for the tending pier over 210 square feet at 30 cents a square foot. That's all I have.
Questions from the commission?
No. I'm available for any questions you may have.
The applicant present or represented? You help me out here, Swearman. Do you hereby swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Could you state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Richard Corey Attic. I'm the secretary at Attic Properties Development Company, and I'm also the property owner of the property adjacent to the lot that the boat ramp is on.
Yeah, anything you'd like to tell the commission?
Tell the commission that this is I'm a fourth generation development business. We predominantly work in Henrico County, and we have a very clean record. We follow all the rules for it, complying with environmental, all of our permits. And we, as Mr. Owen stated, we had four meetings before we got started, and this was always our intent to have these groins. This is in the contract with Mr. Self to have them. It was an oversight on Mr. Self's part by not putting them on the permit. Simply.
Questions, Mr. Tankard?
And would you concur with the royalty that you would incur for the encroachment of the timber jetties? Would you be concur or approve of the royalties that you'd incur as a result of the encroachment? There's $147.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll accept that.
All right. I don't have any further questions.
All right, no more questions. Thank you very much, sir. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Anybody in opposition to this application? Last call. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. Are there any noes? Motion passes unanimously.